Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 23rd day of August, as we head through one of these late August weeks. A rainy day early on today, rain last night, but got nice around 9 a.m. and it's a beautiful sunny day. Tomorrow we'll be on after the Yankees. Friday, Bar A. And we'll see everybody down there. Go early if you're going, because they're expecting a very big crowd. We're going to have Southside and the guys there. We're going to have Mike DelJudas and his group will be down there. So we are really going to – Bernie Williams will be there. So Big Shot and Southside Johnny and Bernie Williams. So a busy show for you coming up on Friday from Bar A. Maybe the last Bar A show ever, at least mine, but it probably might be the last one ever anyway. We'll see what happens there, but it'll be my last one coming up as we complete the month of August and then get ready for the fall and the football season. Big trade in the NBA last night, which you just heard as we were leaving the air yesterday. So we'll get into that today. Yankees get a win last night against a Detroit team, which right now is a good team to face because some of their pitches are just awful. And you have basically a lineup that is, you know, they trade off Martinez. Victor and Cabrera look like they're just kind of going through the motions. So the bottom line is right now this is a good team. This is a good team for them to play. This is a team, just as an example, tonight you get Severino against Zimmerman, who has just not pitched well lately. Last night, Boyd was awful. I mean, he was just non-competitive. So the bottom line is that was a perfect game for the Yankees to get healthy last night, as they did with Sanchez, of course, who's been swinging about really well. And, hey, listen, that was it. It was as easy as this, folks. All he had to do was make that enormous, very dramatic, big-time decision. And that's really, you know, that's what Joe gets paid for, is to make those monumental decisions, because that's really what it is. Everything changed because Judge didn't bat 30, bat fourth. I mean, that's it. It was that simple. It just changed everything. It absolutely made an enormous difference in things. And if you buy that, I guess, okay, go ahead. But the bottom line is, I mean, people actually made a big deal about the one position switch in the order. I mean, the only one that could help is Sanchez. It's not going to help Judge at all. So actually, it should hurt Judge. But the bottom line is, you know what? He'll either figure it out or he won't. And right now, Sanchez is really putting on a tremendous display. You know, when you think about it, with the finish he had last year, you wonder whether or not he was going to be able to even come close to measure to matching what were all-time numbers at the end of the season. He came on the scene last year and did something that had never been done before. And to put up the amounts of home runs and RBIs he did as quickly as he did last year, this year he gets off to a bad start. Obviously, he's out of the lineup. We know the whole situation, and he has some problems with his catching. But when you look now to where he is and where he is in relation to the Judge, you know, his year is not that far off. It really isn't. He's really caught, you know, he's not going to hit as many home runs, but if you look at the RBIs and you look overall, his numbers are catching up rather quickly, and he's putting together a tremendous second season. And I did something with him in before the season started. It must have been like February. Maybe it was February or March. I don't remember what month it was that we were at the Hard Rock, he and I. And he and I were sitting together before the show started, and I said, you know, there's going to be a lot of speculation about your numbers this year. What could you live with? And he said, hey, if I go out there and I just, you know, get things figured out and have a solid season, and I go out there and have 20, 25 home runs, knock in 80 runs, I got to be very happy with that year. And you know what? He's done that. And he's got a lot more games to play, and he's already put up numbers that you know, listen, his catching is still an issue. But here you are now on the season where he has put up 25 home runs. He's got 70 RBIs. He still is, you know, got a long way to go. He's only had 350 at-bats. His OPS is approaching 900. So he has had a very, very good season with the bat. And while he has struggled with the glove, struggled calling games, it has not impacted his hitting, which has gotten better and better as he's gone forward here. So Sanchez has started to really give the team a lift. Yes, you know, it would be nice to see if this team could get both of them together at the same time hitting, what it would look like, especially if you could see that and add the people that you hope to add back into this team, because you're going to get a chance. You see, Tanaka can give this team a lift, but so can the bats that are on the shelf, that have been on the shelf now for a good amount of time. Those bats step in here in September, and this team can get a very good lift. And the way to look at this is you want to get 4-5-game lead in the wild card game, knowing you're hosting that, and then just take a dead run at the division, let the chips fall where they may. It's not going to be an easy thing to do to beat this Red Sox team, especially since this Red Sox team has gotten very, very good at home. The bottom line is they've gotten a big lift from their kids, but Tanaka can give them a lift. They made the moves in the bullpen, and now if they get the bats back, they could have a very good finish to the season. And like I said, if they can get to the wild card game and win it, and you go to this wild card game and you lose it, it's tough. It really is. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But if you can go to it, and you know, who are they going to see in that game? They're going to see the Angels, they're going to see the Twins, they're going to see the Mariners, they're going to see the Royals. Whoever they see, they will be probably favored to win the game. The game's going to be at Yankee Stadium, most likely. They'll be favored to win the game. They'd like to line up Severino, but who knows? We'll see what happens as the season goes forth. I think the only one who would push Severino out of that game would be a Tanaka, who got red hot. But I think that's unlikely. But if they can win that game, then the rest of the season is just house money. I mean, they've set themselves up. They have the lineup set up. They got the kids set up for next year. They have still more coming in the pipeline. So they've set themselves up for the next couple of years. They did not give away anything that they couldn't live without, with the possible exception of Mateo. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen there. It'd be interesting to watch and see exactly what he blossoms into. But you have to give a little to get a little, and they did that. But I think despite the moves they made and what they tried to do, since they do have Gray under control and they have uncovered some pitching that they can rely on, especially with Severino this year, if really just making the playoffs would be house money. Anything you get after that would be just a big positive heading towards next year. It would be an issue now if they didn't. Yeah, I think it would leave a bad taste if they didn't, considering where they are and what the competition is. Because if they're going to get beat now, they're going to get beat by teams that, frankly, people don't think that highly of. I mean, if they get beat by the Minnesota Twins and the Angels, people are going to say, like, wait a second. You know, losing to the Red Sox is one thing. How do they get beat out of the playoffs by the Angels or the Twins? Well, those are the teams that are right there knocking on the doorstep right now. The Angels, Twins, Mariners, Royals, those are the teams right there. So it's probably one of those teams, and none of them are going to garner that much respect. The Mariners have the scariest guys in the rotation that you wouldn't want to face in those one-game settings. But we'll see how it unfolds. But right now, you have to be, you know, listen, you're keeping an eye on Boston, but you're trying to just cement your position more than anything else and get these guys healthy and straightened away for what is now the stretch run. Before you know it, we'll be, within a couple of days, we'll be in September. And, you know, you'll be counting off the days very quickly until this season is over. So it'll go very quickly the rest of the way. They do have another run at the Red Sox, but some interesting games still to play. This homestand is going to be interesting after the Tigers tomorrow in a day game, coming home and seeing Seattle for the weekend, and then Cleveland right after that. Dangerous teams, teams that can beat you, teams that can pitch. So from that standpoint, it will be a good test for the Yankees this rest of this week after they get through what should be a couple of very winnable games against the Tigers. We got a lot of other stuff to get to. As we said, I'll get to all the NBA stuff off the Celtic-Cavalier trade. We'll have Ira on that. We have Joe Girardi later on today. Since the Yankees do have a day game tomorrow afternoon in Detroit, we have the manager later on today. It will be Severino against Zimmerman this evening. And the Red Sox and the Indians will meet again with Kluber against Pomerantz, as that series right now is one game apiece after the Red Sox won last night. So that's where we are. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.